Chapter 4. Kidnappings and other serious investigations are generally run out of the major cases operation at 1PP, and there was a series of conference rooms reserved for task forces running such cases in that nondescript building not far from City Hall in downtown Manhattan. Nothing high-tech, nothing sexy, nothing out of binge-worthy TV shows, just plain rooms. Because Lincoln Rhyme was involved, however, and his condition made commuting troublesome, his parlor, not One Police Plaza, was serving as HQ for the noose kidnapping case. And the Victorian-era dwelling was buzzing. Lon Salito was still here, along with two additions. A slender, tidy, academic-looking middle-aged man in tan clothes that might be called, at best, frumpy. Mel Cooper sported a pale complexion, a thinning crown, and a pair of glasses that were stylish only thanks to the Harry Potter franchise. On his feet were hush puppies, beige. The other newcomer was Fred Delray, senior special agent in the FBI's Southern District office. With skin the shade of the mahogany desk he now half sat on, half leaned against, the tall, strikingly rangy man was dressed in an outfit that you wouldn't see, well, anywhere. A dark green jacket, an orange button-down shirt, and a tie that a bird lover might say was too canary to be true. A pocket square was purple. His slacks were modest by comparison, navy blue houndstooth. While Cooper was sitting patiently on a lab stool awaiting the evidence that Sachs was soon to return with, Delray pushed off from the desk and paced, juggling two phone calls. The boundary between state and federal jurisdiction in criminal investigations is as gray as the East River in March. But one undisputed area of joint authority is kidnapping. And for this offense, there was rarely any bickering over who wanted to run point. Saving the life of a person taken by force deflates egos fast. Delray disconnected one, then the other phone, and announced, "Maybe got ourselves an ID of the Vic. Took a bit of funny doing, putting part A together with part B. Was all coming down on the pretty side of probable." Delray had advanced degrees, including psychology and philosophy. Yes, one could philosophize as a hobby, but he somehow fell naturally into a street pattern.